going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Am I the masshole? 617-655-1234. It happened at a Red Sox game recently with producer Dan. Explain what happened, my friend.
Okay, so I need to paint a picture for context and set the scene of all the players so you understand what I'm saying. So I went to a game over the weekend with my girlfriend Kaylee, and we were sitting down the right field line, maybe like 10 rows up. So we're right by first base. We're in like prime foul ball territory, or like after the third out, throwing the ball into the stands, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So we're right there, and now behind us, who will play a very important role, are four hammered 25-year-olds. And I mean, like, good and lit. They all played baseball together. They're reliving their glory days. They're saying some real inappropriate stuff in public, and they're loud. So they're kind of obnoxious to have directly behind you, but they're also kind of funny, so I was like, whatever. And now next to us is a dad and his son.
Okay.
And the son brought his glove to the game.
As you do.
Yep, because he wants one of them balls.
Mm-hmm.
And now in front of us is a couple. Man and a woman, we'll ballpark them around 28.
Okay.
And now the game's going on. The guys behind us are drinking, having a good time, going crazy. And then around, like, we had a couple foul balls come near us. And, like, every time you get, like, nervous, you stand up and you think it's coming, and then it goes somewhere else. But around the fourth or fifth inning, Romy Gonzalez, the Red Sox player, was playing first base. They throw the ball to first, they make the third out, and as he's jogging back to the dugout, he makes, like, direct eye contact with the kid sitting right next to me and throws him the ball.
Awesome. Kid gets the ball.
Kid gets up, sticks his glove up, goes in the webbing of his glove, and then he drops it.
Okay.
And he drops it right into the lap of the man in front of us. And he hands it to his girlfriend. Congratulations, you just got a ball.
What?
He didn't turn around and give it back to the kid?
And here comes the am I the masshole part. Now, at this point, the four 25-year-old baseball frat bros start screaming, give it to the kid! Boo! Boo! And we're all 6 inches from each other. Fenway Park is tight. And now the dad is going, he stands up, he's like right behind him, give it to my kid! And now it's become a mob mentality, and everyone is going after this girl who's holding the ball.
Okay.
Boo! Give it to the kid! That was for the kid! And at this point, I'm like, I'm going to help the kid too. And I'm sitting directly behind the girl. Like, my knees are touching her chair. Fenway Park is close. And I say this, which ended all of it. I go, boo! You should feel bad about yourself.
Where's the lie?
And then...
And what happens? Is she reacting?
They're both just dead ahead. They're not acknowledging anything.
Because they knew they were.
And then my girlfriend is to the left of me because I'm like right behind her. So she has more of like a side angle view. And she goes, the girl like wipes something from her eye and she goes, oh my God, she's crying.
Oh no.
And then that gets around and it completely deflates the situation.
Now everybody's like feeling terrible.
The dad and I am feeling bad. The 425-year-olds don't. In fact, one of them even said, I'd probably care if I wasn't 9 beers deep. And now it's awkward. because this moment has now, it was like popping a balloon.
Right.
And now the dad feels bad because he feels like he set a poor example for his son.
Right.
He's like, that wasn't a good parenting moment. So now he's like, you got to give him the ball. I try to, because she get, oh yeah, I missed the main part of the story.
Oh.
After the heckling and the berating, she turned and gave the person the ball, gave the kid the ball.
With tears.
And everyone's
down her
like,
cheeks.
Yay!
Cheeks.
You know, no, she wasn't bawling, no. And frankly, it was pretty cold out. I think she was just wiping some cold.
Tell yourself that, Dan.
So, but now afterwards, once my girlfriend acknowledged that she was crying and deflated the room.
Right.
Now the dad is like, we got to give him the ball back.
Right.
You know, we got to, like, that's the right thing to do. Give it to the girl. And he was like, eh. Like, he threw it to me.
No.
So now they try to give the ball to the woman and the man, like, and they go, no. At this point, after the berating, they're like, we don't want it. Just keep the ball. We're over it. And it's like the fifth inning, so now we're awkward for the next four innings. No one is talking now.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they try to give the ball back on like three separate occasions. And I was like, you just got to let it
go.
Are
you sure?
Are
you sure you don't want it? No, you can have it. No, I don't want it. You take it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. You take it. No, no, no. You should have it.
And when I say it was real, it took a while for that moment to
dissipate.
Yeah, like get off the burden to unload off of everybody except the four dudes behind me.
They
were reliving
hammered.
Their glory days. And
all right, 617-655-1234. Am I the masshole?
Nope.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't know how in good conscience you can watch a baseball player throw something to a kid who drops it because he's a kid or nervous or whatever.
Let me tell you, if that kid just snagged it.
And then take the ball and then give it to your girlfriend instead. Like, no, no. Why would you?
Yeah.
No, I could never.
So I'm just going to play devil's advocate.
Sure.
You know, with a baseball at a ballpark, you catch it or you don't. And
no,
the second you drop it,
it
is mayhem.
I feel like the distinguishing factor for me, where I don't feel that bad, is where if it was a foul ball that was hit, that's anyone's game. But this was like the player locked eyes
right.
And underhand tossed
yeah,
it to
that
him.
Is a good point, too.
I mean, just sometimes you have to be a grown-up and let the kids win.
But I, as a 35-year-old man, do I need to scream, boo, you should feel bad about yourself.
I don't know.
655-1234.
Am I the masshole? What do you think? We'll do that coming up next. 617-655-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.